Good evening. I'd like to start off by saying thank you for being here because it's really encouraging to know that this many people like Scott more than football. And that's a good thing because I'll probably be preaching till halftime. But I'd like to continue on with this agricultural theme, if you will. And I want to tie my topic into it. And I'm talking about the topic of water. You know, on Earth, water is a very important resource. 70% of the Earth is covered by water, and your body is made up 65% of it. You can survive without food for 3 weeks, but without water, your survival time is 3 days. God made water important for some reason. Tonight, I want to express to you 2 points involving water. Number one, water saves us. And number two, water sustains us. Going on to our first point, water saves us. I'd like to look in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, it reads, "There's also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." This gives us this tells us that baptism is what saves us. In Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 39, we see a huge example of almost a zeal that we should have to be baptized. I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.'" He wanted to know how he could be saved. And when he was told, he had no hesitation. Because this water saves us. But the point I really want to talk to us about this evening is how water sustains us. Just like in real life, how we can't live past 3 days without it, we need a constant supply of the living water that Jesus gives us to survive spiritually. Just like a farmer or a gardener tends to their crop, we must tend to our spiritual lives. And just as the crop must be continually watered, we must be watering our spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible tells us that Paul planted, Apollos watered, but it was God who gave the increase. And we need to be continually growing and sustaining ourselves. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, starting in verse 12, I'd like to open up and read this passage to you guys. Hebrews 5, starting in verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. But for everyone who partakes only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But the solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." In this passage, they're almost being bashed for not growing as much as they needed to have been. He says that the babes in Christ are the ones that should be partaking on the milk and the little things and learning the basics of the Bible. But these people were more mature and they should have moved on to more spiritual things, but they hadn't. You know, it's just like growing up from being a child here. Like, we don't stay drinking milk. That doesn't nourish us anymore. We need food. It's interesting to see it firsthand. Sitting at the table today at lunch, little baby Roderick, he's getting to the point where he wants real food, and we gave him a taste of lemon, and he just kind of, didn't know how he felt about that. But eventually, that's going to be second nature to him. He's just going to eat it. It's the same thing, though. We need to keep sustaining ourselves, because just like if you were working out and you had been working out for a long time and you've gotten very strong and you stop for 3 months, when you start up again, are you going to be able to pick up right where you left off? No, that muscle mass that you had is lost. You have to go back and regain that. But if we continue on and sustain ourselves, then we don't hit that plateau and drop. We continue growing spiritually. We need to sustain ourselves on the living water like Jesus gave to the Samaritan at the well in John 4, verse 10. If tonight you need the power of the living water, here are some steps you need to take. Brandon covered them in his lesson, but we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, as it tells us in John 3:16. We need to repent of the wrongdoing that we've done. We need to make a full 180-degree turn. Stop doing what we're doing and do the exact opposite and follow the Lord, as Acts 2:38 tells us. We need to confess our sin, Romans 10:9. And we need to be baptized for the remission of our sins, Mark 16:16. But we can't stop there. We have to live faithfully, as it tells us in Revelation 2:10. And He will give us a crown of life. If anyone here, for any reason, needs prayers from the church, please come forward as together we stand and sing.